Chapter 11. Joker's Wild. Somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the two officials fell asleep while watching a movie and drinking scotch. "Why not?" Mr. Soda said, pouring the liquid from the miniature bottle into his can. "We have a per diem." March would have liked to sleep, too. It was just that lately he'd had this recurring nightmare about falling. He was climbing a cliff high above a body of water. Sometimes he was trying desperately to snatch at a hand. He could feel the grit of the rock against his palms and scraping against his cheek. He always woke up before hitting the black water. He didn't think death by falling was a great dream to have on a plane. He took out the moonstone and the pack of playing cards and placed them on his tray table. Jules had her earbuds in and was flipping through a magazine. He saw her watching him out of the corner of her eye. "Per diem?" March asked her. She removed one earbud, and March repeated the question, an amount they can spend every day for food and stuff, were their meal ticket, basically. "Well, the big one stole my wad of cash," March said. $5,000 I'm not getting back. I should have hit him with a can of soda." She took out the other earbud. Things were improving. "Yeah, that would have solved everything. It would have given me satisfaction. Piece of advice to you. Never start a fight you can't win." March shook his head. "You sound like Alfie." "I doubt it," Jules said, her lips pressed together. "I didn't know he was my father until a couple of months ago." "How often did you see him?" he asked. "How much of a secret life did Alfie have?" "Only once in a while. He'd show up occasionally at whatever pitch we'd managed to scrounge up."
"Pitch?"
"The place street performers stake out," she explained. "We started out in public squares, but then when Blue got the idea of the cloud swing, we moved into abandoned places where we could set up the rigging. We sometimes try to get a permit, but usually it's easier not to. Plus, the audience likes it better if they think they're doing something illegal. Blue calls it guerrilla spectacle. So Alfie would just turn up sometimes?" Blue said he was a friend. "I didn't ask questions." She rubbed her knuckle along her lower lip. "When you live like I did, it's better not to know things." He knew what Jules meant. He'd lived with a thief. Alfie would leave him alone for stretches of time, leave him with instructions and cash and a smile, and then show up again one day, sometimes tossing the cash on the bed and saying, "Easy street, kid." But Alfie had never asked, and March had never volunteered how scary that time alone had been. "Berlin last fall," the girl with the cobalt hair had said. Alfie had traveled there for a few days, casing a job he was thinking about. He said, had he been there for the stick and rag? How many of those times that he'd left March in the apartment for days at a stretch, how often was he really seeing Jules? How many lies? "You've never let me down, March." He saw his father sitting in a pool of light in an armchair by March's bed. "I wish I could say the same about myself. There's things I haven't told you." What had March said? They'd been talking because he'd been afraid to go back to sleep. He'd had a nightmare. This time, he'd told Alfie about it. He'd liked how his pop had taken the dream seriously, asked him questions about it, even looked as shaken as March felt. Then he'd dragged over an armchair close to the bed, saying he'd stay up until March fell asleep again. And even though March was way too old for this, he hadn't said no. After this job, we'll blow town, head for the States. I've got things to tell you, show you. It's time. Was Alfie getting ready to tell him about Jules? Was he going to clear up all the lies? Or just tell another? March tapped the deck, and it fell out of its package into his hand. He fished out the jokers. One was ripped in half, and he tossed it on his tray table. He held up the deck. Poker? Sure. Jules's voice trailed off as she stared at the joker. What's the matter? That card. She leaned over to fish inside her backpack. She brought out a playing card, ripped in half. A joker. March picked up his half. Holding his breath, he held it out. Jules's half met his. They matched perfectly.